other way. Murphy down to the baseline, fires to the corner. Timmerman for three on the rim, no good. Bosworth with a one-hand snag, throws it up now to Fingerson. Liam shot up, partially blocked by Hermson, and the ball is going to be brought out to Murphy. Murphy on the left wing, back to Hermson. Cuts low, a little rainbow in the lane is good, and a nice start for the Arrows, and Brian Foles wants timeout. 44-32 the score. Arrows score quickly and often here, 8 points to start the half with 15:39 remaining in the ballgame. The Arrows leading it 44-32 over the Hornets on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
So other scores tonight. Potosi leading River Ridge in boys basketball 34-27. Weston was leading Wazika Steuben at last word, 13-9. Platteville was up on Dodgeville, 18-16 at last word as that one gets underway. Seneca leading girls basketball 20-16 over Judah. And the Hornets will have the basketball back after a timeout. Heroes come out with a good run here to start. Hornets have been down by as many as 14. They trail currently by 12. Ball goes to Dosh. Back to Bosworth. West on a drive, dumps it low. There's Weiss, and Garrison will score. Off the pass from Bosworth, it is 44-34. There is a steal by Shep. Jaden's shot is up, no good. They're going to get him for traveling in the lane, and it'll go back to the Arrows. So 44-34, our score. Arrows basketball. Zach Hermson across the timeline. Hornets with their hands up, playing man-to-man defense. Down to the corner. Turnaround jumper is good for Williams. Arrows getting a good percentage going to start the half. They lead it 46-34. Brady Dosh airmails it back to Jaden Shep on the right side. Cross court knocked away. Picked up by the Arrows. Here they come. Williams down deep. Shot on the way and good. He's got three baskets here in the second half. And the Arrows have taken the lead at 48-34, matching their biggest lead. Bosworth on the right side for the Hornets. Looking up, firing it low. Nice pass, and Fingerson shot won't stay. Rebound pulled down by Raisbeck. Connor with the outlet pass to Hermson. Scoops it low. Timmerman down to Raisbeck. Shot on the inside. No good. Weiss with a rebound, and a foul called on the Arrows. Down to Raisbeck. Picks up the foul. First foul of the half on either team. First foul on Connor. Into the game, Lance Ryder. Good to see our good friend Nate Harris here tonight, former UW Richland basketball player, a native of Cassville, but has been in the Lancaster School District for a long time. We were reminiscing here before the game. Here's a three on the way for the Hornets, and that is scored by Jaden Shep. Jaden Shep breaks the trend. The Hornets get a three-point look and get a little closer, 48-37. 14 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Taylor Williams, top of the circle, moves right, dishes to the corner. Murphy, now back to Williams. Williams is cut off, looking, now throws the Raisbeck, knocked away by Garrison Weiss, picked up again by the Arrows, and they'll set it up. Hornets defending well on the man-to-man. Bounce feed to Ryder. Lance throws it low. There's Raisbeck, plowing in for a tough shot. No good. Rebound by Bosworth. Garrison Weiss good on the defense, and Bosworth gets the rebound, and West takes it across the left side. Drives, now gives it out to Shep. Three on the way, and it is good for Jaden Shep. Rolled around and stayed down, and just like that, the Hornets are within eight. 48-40. Across the timeline, Taylor Williams. Williams with the ball, looking low. Raisbeck now back to Williams. Williams accelerates, drives, 16-footer is off the iron. Rebound, Garrison Weiss. Hornets using the height on the inside and now bringing it out to Brady Dosh. Dosh with the ball. Bosworth left side. Jaden Shep with three. On the way. Good! Jaden Shep's got three of them, and the Hornets are within five. Timeout Lancaster. 48-43. Boy, this has certainly been a game of streaks here tonight. Hornets back within 5 points. It was 14 just moments ago. Girls basketball, Bangor leading Cashton 61-19. That is actually only at halftime tonight. Darlington leading Cuba City 29-20 in boys basketball at halftime. You have gotten to the midway point. Our next local broadcast coming up on Monday night when the Hornets will be hosting Mauston. We'll have the Richland Center wrestling team on the air on Tuesday night. Good opportunity for us to have several teams in one location. We broadcast that quad a year ago with the same teams, Ithaca, Weston, Riverdale, and Hillsborough. So they'll all be at Richland Center High School for a quad coming up on Tuesday night. Timeout is over. 12:43 remaining in the game. 48-43, Lancaster. And the Arrows, following the timeout, will have an entry pass near their bench to start it in motion. Looking to put it in play is Ryder. Fires it in. Leading the ball is Williams. Back to Hermson. Top of the circle. Hornets playing some good defense. So it's going to take. This team is a high-scoring, high-powered team. Eight sophomores on the squad for the Arrows. Ball goes down to the corner. Williams up and fires it back top of the circle. That's Kaufman. Now Williams down deep. Scoops it back to the left side. Ryder. Good defense. Hornets making them work. Down to the baseline. Williams lost it. Out of bounds. It will be Richland Center basketball. Bosworth and Jaden Shep on the defense. And the Hornets within five can crawl a little closer. Jaden Shep across half court. Left side, Brady Dosh. Down to the baseline, Tyler Woodman. Now Bosworth. Overload Hornets on the far side of the gym in front of the Lancaster student section. Bosworth off the screen. Nothing. Back to Woodman. Woodman just across half court. Now drives. Keeps the dribble. Directing traffic now. Tyler looking for something in the lane. And now we'll bring it to the right wing. Bosworth to Jaden Shep. Shep trying to get around the defender. It's knocked away and out of bounds off the Hornets. Good defense by Dane Kaufman. Hornets ball back on the defense. And Michael Murphy will enter in just a little bit. I think the Hornets have been glad that he's not been in there. He had a really good first half as well. 4 3-point shots. Lancaster setting it up. Left side Kaufman. Down to Hermson. Back to Kaufman. Now Murphy, ball rolled low, Raceback going deep, now throws it away, out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say tipped by the Hornets. I don't know that the Gibson Center fans will agree with that. It caromed out of bounds. They're going to say it hit one of the Hornets. So it comes back to the Arrows at midcourt. Lancaster 48, Richland Center 43, 11-17 remaining in tonight's game in Lancaster. Kaufman moves to the left side. Back to Kaufman on the right. It's going to be Ryder, Kaufman. And now on the opposite side, the pass goes low to Hermson. Deep on the baseline. Back to Kaufman. Now Hermson drives around the defender. Tries to lay it up from the baseline. No good. Rebound Woodman. Tyler brings it the other way for the Hornets. Hands off to Fingerson. Left side Bosworth. Left wing. Right wing Woodman. Three on the way. Hornets score! Tyler Woodman with his second triple, and Richland Center has crawled back to within two. 48-46. 10:30 remaining in the ballgame. Raisbeck in the lane. Fires out to Hermson. Three from the corner. No good. Rebound Woodman. Hornets can tie or take the lead. Tyler Woodman, top of the circle, shoots the long one on the way. Good! And they give him a two. His foot was on the line. We are tied. Hornets back and doing well now against the Arrows, 48 apiece. Ball goes left side to Ryder. Down to the baseline, Kaufman. Back to Murphy. Top of the wheel, Ryder inside, stolen by Fingerson. He gets the steal, brings it back to Tyler Woodman. Woodman on the right side, bounce feed low, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. intended for Brady Dosh. Ryder got a hand in there. For the Arrows, they will use a timeout. 9:51 remaining. 48-48. Hornets and the Arrows in Southwest Conference Boys Basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Look no further. Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
Hornets could take the lead on this trip. The ball comes in out of the timeout. Nope, thrown away, knocked away, picked up now by Timmerman. Tyler drives low, and he's going to be fouled on the play. That'll be the Hornets' first foul of the half. Shot number three, Brady Dosh. That's his first. And the inbound pass comes from Tyler Timmerman. Tied at 48 here in Lancaster. Ball comes out to Kaufman. Down to the baseline, held up. On a drive, Williams. Now they'll bring it and wing it across around the arc. Here goes Williams, right side. Three on the way for Lancaster. No good. Rebound by Woodman. And again, the Hornets can take the lead. Woodman across the timeline. He'll drive low, throws it in toward Fingerson. He tightropes, gives it back to Bosworth. Now Woodman, left side Dosh. Brady is there on a drive, throws to the corner. Shep, Jaden. Drive, shakes the D, gives back to Brady Dosh, bounce feed inside, tough pass, Singerson has it knocked away and out of bounds. Into the game for the Hornets, Trayton Shep. Trayton is in for Brady Dosh, and the Hornets will inbound again, looking for the lead. So the official hands the ball to Trayton. He looks to get it in play, and will to Wes Bosworth. Bosworth leans back, grabs the ball from the right wing. Hands off to Tyler Woodman. Woodman with the basketball. Low to the ground, dribble, drives to the right side. Pulls up, throws it inside, stolen away by Raisbeck. Connor with his steal, and the Arrows keep the tie. They'll take it the other way. Williams to the corner, three on the way. No good for Timmerman. Rebound, Tyler Woodman. 8:42 to go, tie ball game. Hornets up, and Bosworth can't hang on. It's going to be taken by the Arrows. Hornets pushed a little bit. Arrow's going to try to take advantage. Now they'll throw it away. It'll be Richland Center basketball. Unforced turnover for the Arrows. Coming in is Garrison Weiss for Richland Center. Tyler Woodman checks out. For the Arrows, they've got Michael Murphy back in. And the Hornets again with an opportunity to take the lead. 8:30 to play. Tied at 48 here in the land of the Arrows. Ball goes left side to Trayton Shep. Trayton pulls up top of the circle. Gives back to Bosworth. Bosworth holding the ball above his head. Lobs inside. Fingerson tries to grab it. It hits the Lancaster player and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Hornets along the baseline. The inbounder is Trayton Shep. Hornets spread out a little bit. And Trayton looks to bring it in play. Trayton leaves it in for Jaden. Jaden in the corner. Drives baseline. Kicks it over to the near side to brother Trayton. Trayton and Jaden exchange. Now down low, Garrison Weiss turns in against the defense. Tough shot up. No good. And the rebound by Lancaster. Raisbeck pulls it out. Hornets fail again to take a lead. Tied at 48, 7:55 to go. On a drive, there's Murphy. Tough shot up on the rim. No good. Rebound Wes Bosworth. Hornets forcing them one and out, and they'll bring it back now. Wes Bosworth across the L at center circle, right side, 7:40 to play. Trayton Shep catches, gives back to Bosworth. Down low, Weiss. Garrison leans in with a left-hand shot. No good, and out of bounds. Raisbeck tried to save it and did. Into Kaufman, up to midcourt, and there's a Hornet foul. Jaden Shep almost got the steal. So interesting, we saw this flurry of scoring by both teams, and now we've seen lots of nothing. Both teams have had chances and chances around the rim. Raisbeck comes out. Crimson is in as his replacement. 48 apiece. Lancaster ball. 7:24 remaining. Handoff now to Murphy. He'll shoot a three, and he got it. Only a matter of time before that guy got going again, and makes it 51-48. Lancaster, 7-12 remaining in the game. Wes Bosworth across the half-court line. Bosworth off a screen, left, looking, pulls up, directing traffic. Bosworth to the corner. Garrison Weiss holds it up, needs some help, throws it into Bosworth. Wes will score two. On the assist from Garrison Weiss, 51-50. Lancaster, 6:47 to go. Lance Ryder across the half-court line. Crosses over, throws it low. There is Murphy. Turn around in the lane. Won't stay. Rebound by Fingerson. Hornets again can take the lead. Bosworth into motion across the half-court line near the scorer's table. Throws to the corner. Jaden Shep. Trayton Shep drives baseline. Shot no. Offensive foul call. We're going to say that the Arrows took the charge. So the foul is called on Trayton Shep. That'll be his second. Into the game for Richland Center, Tyler Woodman and Brady Dosh. Liam Fingerson and Garrison Weiss will lead for the time being. Connor Raisbeck is back for the Flying Arrows. 6:22 to go in the ballgame. 51-50 Lancaster, and it is their ball. Across the timeline, Lance Ryder. Ryder skips it, Raisbeck free throw line, backs in, nothing, hands off now to Williams to the corner. Ryder inside Raisbeck, falling down, shot in the lane, no, but a foul called on the Hornets. He'll mark that on number three, Brady Dosh, and that is his third. Bangor leading Cashton, 66-19 in girls basketball tonight. Royal 31-19 over Hillsboro. Here's a free throw, good by Raisbeck. That makes it a two-point game, 52-50. Arrows, we're tied at 48 for a considerable amount of time here. The Arrows get another free throw, and they go up by three, 53-50. 6:08 remaining in the game. Ball on the near side, Wes Bosworth, directing traffic, keeps the dribble on the right wing. Low to the ground dribble, looks for a cutter in the lane. Wes goes to the corner. There's Shep for three, and it is good! From the deep corner, Jaden's got four of those tonight, and we're tied again. 53-53, 5:46 to play. Lancaster with the ball on the right wing. Williams dishes off to Michael Murphy. Skip pass to Hermson for three. It's on the rim. No good. Raisbeck chases down the rebound. Good hustle, and now he's backing in against Woodman. Pass to the left side and tipped by the Hornets. Crosses the half court. Lancaster can pick it up and start again. Here's a three on the way, and that is on the rim. No good for Williams. Rebound Bosworth. Hornets can lead 53-53. 5:12 to play. Bosworth on the left side. Off the screen from Woodman goes Lane. Now back to Trayton Shep, top of the circle. Trayton backs off, goes to the left side. Fires to Brady Dosh. Brady drives down deep, tough shot, baseline. Nobody's fouled. That'll be Lancaster's second foul of the half. And they'll determine whether Brady was in the act of shooting. It appears they're going to give him two free throws. Foul is called on Lance Ryder. So Brady Dosh goes to the free throw line for the first time tonight. The Hornets have shot six free throws so far in the game. Dosh with a free throw. It is good. And we are untied. Hornets lead for the first time since way back when. 54-53. 4:56 to go. Second free throw is good by Brady Dosh. Hornets leading 55-53, 4:51 remaining. Lancaster setting it up quickly. Ryder drives left side, pulls up in the lane. Nothing. Gives to Raisbeck. Air mails it over to Williams. Williams with the ball. Nothing there. Now a leap in leaner on the way. No good by Raisbeck. Rebound by Jaden Shep. And here go the Hornets. 4.5 to play, leading by two. Trying to build it up. Bosworth, left side, Dosh. Down to Woodman on the baseline. Back to Bosworth. West with the ball, reverses it. Dosh near side, down to Shep. In the corner, pocket pick. Murphy with a steal for Lancaster. And he lost it out of bounds. It'll be Richland Center basketball. He's getting some pressure from Brady Dosh and Tyler Whitman. And lost it. It goes back to the Hornets. Leading 55-53 on the road here tonight. Wes Bosworth with the basketball. A lot of time to play. Just over 4 minutes. Bosworth driving baseline. Nothing. Kicks back to Whitman for three. On the wing. No good. Oh, in and out. Tapped around. Hey, comes back to Whitman. Tyler to the corner. Dosh for three. On the wing. Goal! Brady Dosh gives the Hornets a five-point lead. 58-53, 3:45 to play. Lance Ryder rips it in now to Connor Raisbeck. Hand off left side, now to the corner. Ryder for three, got it for Lancaster. Lance Ryder with his first basket, big time to get it. 58-56, 3:27 to play. Bosworth to Dosh, right wing, Brady. Left wing, Jaden Shep down low post. Here's Bosworth. Dumps into the corner. Trayton Shep for three. Got it. Trayton Shep with his first triple. 61-56. 3:09 to play. Here go the arrows. Down to the left side. Williams shot on the way. Won't stay, but he'll get two. Quick transition for the arrows. Both teams got a second wind here a little bit. This has been a really up and down game and emotional game, and it's not done. 3:03 remaining. Hornets leading by five. Lancaster goes to the line. Williams with his first trip tonight. Foul is on Wes Bosworth. That's his first. And here comes the free throw. It is good. Williams will get another look. 61-57. Tyler Woodman checks out of the game. He has played well. Trayton Sheff as well. So Liam Fingerson back into the lineup along with Garrison Weiss. 3:03 remaining here in the game. Second free throw for Taylor Williams as the crowd quiets. Williams with a couple of dribbles in the air, and that one is short, and Garrison Weiss with the rebound. Hornets by four. 3 minutes remaining. Ball across the timeline. Wes Bosworth continues the dribble, crosses over, free throw line, nothing. Fires to Liam Fingerson. Liam on the near side. Down low, nope. Dosh lobs it low toward Bosworth. Picked off by Hermson, saves it back inbound. Picked up by Dosh. Hornets have it. There's Jaden Shep on a drive. 2:35 to go, nothing. Gives it back to Bosworth. Hornets going to set up that half-court offense, and really at this point, don't need to force a shot of any kind. Just kind of work it here and see what happens. Bosworth on a drive and an on-the-arm foul called against the Arrows. That'll be on Dane Kaufman. That's his first. Lancaster with its third. Inbound will come from Wes Bosworth. Wes looking, lobs it in. There's Garrison Weiss. Weiss throws it back. Door lost by the Hornets. Now picked up by the Arrows. 2:15 to go. Taylor Williams with a basketball. Arrows down by four to the Hornets. Little light of day. Oh, goes in uncontested and scores. Williams took it in left-handed, and now it is 61-59. 2:03 remaining in the ballgame. Bosworth across half court for Richland Center. Left side, nope. Cross court, picked off. Murphy takes it in, and we're tied. Michael Murphy takes it back to even at 61. Certainly a learning curve for a couple of young teams here tonight, but once with a couple of mistakes, and all of a sudden Lancaster has tied them up with a minute 51 to play. 61-61. We'll be back with more from Arrow Country in a moment here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
What a ball game here tonight. Lancaster was leading by four at halftime, 36-32. Got up by 14, only to have Richland Center come back and tie this thing up at 48, and then eventually take the lead for the first time with just over 5 minutes remaining. We have a minute 51 remaining, and we are tied. Lancaster has scored the last two baskets, and they drop back into a full-court press after the timeout. Wes Bosworth will have the basketball on the end line and now can move. He moves over to the far left. He's looking and brings it in to Jaden Shep. Shep lost it in the corner, and the officials confer. They say it's Lancaster basketball. Pressured by Dane Kaufman, the Hornets turn it over with 1:49 to play. Arrow basketball. Dane Kaufman will inbound from the bench area, throws it into Michael Murphy. Murphy, top of the wheel, gives it back to Kaufman. Kaufman skips it. High post, Williams. Williams, nothing, gives it left side. Arrows came to take the lead. Three on the way, no good for Williams. Rebound, Bosworth. 1:34 to go. Up ahead to Brady Dosh at midcourt. Brady with the basketball between the knees dribble. He's trapped, now gives it back to Bosworth. 1:25, bouncing low, Fingerson. Knocked loose by Lancaster. Saved inbounds by Hermson in the hands of Murphy. What a play. 1:15 to go. Tied at 61. Arrows to the baseline. Tough shot, no. Foul called on Liam Fingerson. Going to the line will be Zach Hermson, who drove hard along the baseline, and he will head to the line. Foul is on Liam Fingerson, his third. Going to the line, number one, Zach Hermson. His first trip there, his chance to untie this game. Arrows have led the majority of minutes, but have not led for the last few. Free throw is up and good, and we are untied. 62-61. 1:12 remaining in the ball game. Hornets with six fouls. Lancaster with three in the second half. This one is up, and that one is good. 63-61, Lancaster. Dosh in the backcourt with the basketball. Now back to Bosworth across the half-court line. West looking, brings it near side with a minute. Tyler Woodman with the basketball. Hornets down by two. Down inside. Fingerson goes in strong. Oh, it won't go. It won't go. The rebound pulled down by Raisbeck, and he is fouled at midcourt. 1-1 will be coming up here for the Arrows with 50 seconds to play. Foul on Liam Fingerson is his fourth. Going to the line, Lance Ryder. He's there for the first time tonight. He has a three-pointer to his credit this evening. And the Arrows head to the free throw line, leading by two, trying to increase this lead. Free throw is in the air, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Hornets. They almost fought over it amongst themselves. It is picked up by Woodman, and they'll bring it back the other way. Back to Fingerson, 40 seconds to play. 63-61, and inside, away from the ball, we're going to have a whistle and a official time. Looks like Hornets, one of the Hornets came up a little bit lame there. They're checking on his welfare. Jaden Shep, he's going to stay in the ballgame. So play resumes from the baseline, 37 seconds. Looking in is Bosworth, has to hurry, airmails it in, caught by Woodman. 63-61, Lancaster. Woodman leaves the dribble, knocked away from Shep, picked up now by Murphy. He goes in and scores. That'll make it 65-61, and the Arrows will take a timeout. 24 seconds to play. Again, a pass at midcourt, which just accelerating was Michael Murphy, came up, took the ball, took it the other way, and lays it in to make it 65-61. We have just 24 seconds to go here in the contest tonight. Hornets have given it a good go. Arrows now with the edge, but certainly the way this game has gone, anything is possible. Hornets will have to bring it in, length of the floor, and will have to face that full-court press. They have tackled it well here tonight, but we'll have to get it down and get some offense going. And Coach Pohl's drawing up a play currently here in the huddle. Win, lose, or draw, both teams learning from this one. And a close one down the stretch, and a good lesson for both teams. Lancaster went on a little bit of a losing streak, although they lost to some good teams during that time. Were beaten by Division V Royal team, which is very good. Lost to Potosi, lost to Dodgeville and Platteville. during that stretch. Hornets currently on a four-game losing streak as well, trying to break that tonight. This would be a huge win if they could get it done. They're going to have to come down or come from behind now. It's 24.7 seconds. Bosworth and the Hornets will have to bring it length of the floor, down by four. Bosworth moving baseline, looking. Good defense by the Arrows. Ball comes into Fingerson. Liam with the basketball along the near side, brings it across half court. Sets it up, and there's a foul called on the Arrows. They've got some to give. Foul is called on number 11. That is Taylor Williams. That is Lancaster's fourth foul. 19 seconds. Wes Bosworth from right near the Hornet bench. Lobs it for Fingerson. He goes back door to grab it, and now crashes in against the defense. Shot no good, but a foul called on the Arrows. Not a bad thing to happen. Now Liam with the clock not running. I know he wanted the plus one, but he just couldn't quite get the ball up there. Pretty hard foul. He heads to the free throw line, and that was on Hermsen. That's Zach's third. 16 seconds to play. 65-61 Lancaster. Liam Fingerson at the line for the first time tonight, trying to bring his team a little bit closer. This one in the air, and that one is no good. We'll get another. Even one in this situation is big. Get it to a one-possession game. Gets the ball from the official. I think Lancaster wanted to switch the players that are down low. Get somebody a little taller on Tyler Woodman. All right, second throw now for Liam Fingerson in the air. That one is good. 65-62, and the Hornets commit a foul in the backcourt right away. Again, not a bad foul. 15 seconds to play. Foul is called on Tyler Woodman. That's his first. Eighth Hornet foul. Lane Ryder returns, or Lance Ryder, I should say, for the Flying Arrows. And going to the free throw line is Williams. He's one for two. Again, a front end of the bonus, so the first one certainly key right here. Hornets open for a miss, down by three. This one in the air, and it is good. Nothing but net for Williams. That makes it 66-62. Second throw coming up. Ball comes back from the official to Taylor Williams. Taylor gets his foot on the line, or just outside the line, ready to go. And here it is, in the air, and that one is no good. Rebound, Tyler Woodman. Four-point game, 13 seconds. Woodman is fouled, and midcourt, and stops the clock with 11 seconds remaining. The fifth Lancaster foul. On Ryder, that is second. And Wes Bosworth will inbound. 66-62, Arrows, 11.6 seconds remaining. Every ounce of this game is going to be rung out tonight. Ball comes in, knocked away, stolen by Hermsen, and this will do it. Arrows back to the midcourt line. There's a Hornet foul with 6 seconds remaining. And going to the line will be the Arrows. Number 11, Williams, who hit one of two just a little bit ago. 4-point edge for Lancaster with 6 seconds to play. And the officials will get it back to the shooter again. That's nine on the Hornets, so this is a front end of the bonus for Williams. Couple of dribbles, and this one is in the air, and that one is no good. Rebound Bosworth. Bosworth outlet pass. Here's Dosh running down deep. Tough shot won't go. Rebound Lancaster, and that will do it. Arrows survive one here tonight. The Hornets put everything into it. A good go. What a ball game tonight. 66-62. The final score here tonight, and the Arrows hang on for the win. Post-game show is coming up next, sponsored by Gillette Plumbing and Heating. You're listening to Area Boys Basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Gillette Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Lancaster gets out with a win by 4 here tonight. What an effort by the Hornets coming back from 14 down a couple of times to get back in the ball game and actually take the lead. They were up by 5 at 58-53, but the Arrows then shot ahead again, and they win it with some clutch free throw shooting down the stretch. Didn't hit them all, but turning point of the game, we're looking at Zach Kermson with a minute 5, scored 2 free throws, put his team up and make it a 2-possession game. And that was the turning point in this one here tonight. A new way to run. Running has it rewards. Join Duncan Rewards. WRCO Sports spotlights the Duncan moment of the game. And we salute Zach Hermson and a couple of clutch free throws here in this one, leading the way for the Lancaster Flying Arrows to the victory over the Hornets by 4 this evening. We'll be back with more of the postgame show next from WRCO Sports.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers in the new year, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Let's compare title insurance with, let's say, auto insurance. With auto insurance, you pay your monthly premium. If you have an accident, you file a claim. For the title policy issued by TitleWorks LLC, a one-time premium is paid for an owner's policy. Before we issue that policy, we make a complete search of public records, maps, and documents to make sure that certain rights or claims of other parties don't exist. You see, in our industry, if we've done our job properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, 647-7900, or on the web at titleworks-rc.com.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rep, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are 5-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
WRCO. Welcome back to our postgame show. Lancaster holds on 66-62, the final in a good one here tonight at Lancaster. And again, you don't want a lot of, you know, moral victories. You'd rather have wins, but I think this one certainly showed the Hornets that they can stay in and play when they're focused. We saw moments of that the other night against Wisconsin Heights. After trailing in that game by 18 points, they were able to get back in the ball game and lead, and had chances down the stretch in that one as well. They trailed in this one twice by 14, once in the first half at 32-18, and the second time was in the second half when they were only down by 4, and all of a sudden the Arrows came out and were on fire early on and got up to a double-digit lead again, and leading the Hornets came back, cut it away, actually took the lead with about 3 minutes left. They led 58-53. The Arrows were able to get a couple of clutch shots and, again, some free throws to help seal the deal. Arrows led by Michael Murphy with 23, including 5 three-point baskets, 13 for Zach Hermson, 12 by Taylor Williams, 5 for Connor Raisbeck, also 7 for Tyler Timmerman, and 3 each for Lance Ryder and Dane Hoffman. The Hornets are led by Wes Bosworth, 19, 17 of those in the first half, 14 for Jaden Shep, 10 by Tyler Woodman, five apiece for Brady Dosh, Trayton Shep, and Liam Fingerson, and 4 points for Garrison Weiss. Lancaster wins the ball game, 66-62. A little more stats in a moment, and a look at the scoreboard as well when we return on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Wiscote is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscote mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscote is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP so you're on the schedule for next spring. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscote cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
What's important to you and your family is very important to us, the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. I'm Nick Hodge, a funeral service that truly celebrates and captures all the special aspects of a loved one's life, honors the whole family, and starts the journey of healing. It's why we make working closely with you a priority at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet, online at prattfuneralservice.com.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we understand that illness and injury don't make appointments. That is why our urgent care department is now open 7 days a week, no appointment necessary. For more information and urgent care hours, visit our website at richlandhospital.com. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, and healing for 100 years.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow! He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes! Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
WRCO 66-62, the final here in Lancaster tonight. The Arrows win against the Richland Center Hornets. Lancaster goes 7 of 16 from the line. The Hornets 5 of 9. Both teams made 9 three-point baskets tonight. 5 of them from Michael Murphy of the Arrows. Jaden Shep had 4 of them for the Hornets, and 2 of them came from Tyler Woodman as well. Some other scores. Platteville leading Dodgeville 56-35. Boys basketball. Scholesburg 68-46 over Highland. Boscobel leading Fenimore 25-19. River Valley is up on Prairie du Chien at last word, 47-43. Mineral Point over Southwestern tonight. That's the final, 59-46. Darlington leading Cuba City big time, 62-31. Badgers were leading Indiana at last word, 35-23 in men's college basketball. Weston 28-27 over Waseca Steuben in a game going on this evening. And Prairie du Chien was up on River Valley 33-16, was it? No, that was, we already had the 47-43. I went back way too far. 47-43, so that score has not changed. Hard to see the filmy flip phone here tonight, but we got it. All right. So for the Hornets after tonight, they're going to be hosting Mauston on Monday for their next game. And we'll see a really prolific score from Mauston. We'll talk about that coming up. The Monday night pregame show sponsored by Betesnik Power Sports. The next action for these Lancaster Arrows will be at Fenimore coming up on Monday evening, which should be a good ball game as well. Lancaster won the JV game 43-18, and they hang on against the Hornets in a very spirited game. Both teams put it out there tonight, and the Arrows wind up with the win, 66-62. You just look at it from the Hornets' standpoint, played so well, you wish you would have had another minute or two here for the Hornets to kind of make their run. It was a real game of streaks here this evening. With the win, the Arrows improved to 2-3. They are 7-7 overall. Richland Center falls to 2-14, 0-5 in the conference. Our game has been engineered by Tim Feed. This is Phil Nee bidding you a very pleasant good night from Lancaster, Thank you for supporting area high school sports on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
Woke up, sunburned skin, and my beer's on ice, and my cig won't light, and I haven't even made it to the bank yet. My gas light's on, and my head's been pounding for too damn long, and I gotta get my buddies for another round. We'll be right back.
Star up in Hollywood, be on the cover of People magazine. Or do you want to grab the checkered flag just ahead of the pack to win the Winston Cup Series? Do you want to play first violin in the symphony? Do you want to graduate with a PhD? Do you want to own your own big company? Well, let me ask you this. What if you don't have what it takes? And what if you fall flat on your face? And what if it's all time gone to waste? 'Cause your dreams may never come true, but what if they do? What if they do? Now the moment of truth. Everybody's eyes are on you, watching your next move. What's it gonna be?
Everybody's watching you.
Are you gonna try? Are you gonna fly? Or just settle for a comfort zone of mediocrity?
Oh, no.
Do you see the walls around you that you're up against? Have you heard the non-believers and what they've said? Not to mention all those voices in your head asking you this.
You don't have what it takes. And what if you fall flat on your face? And what if it's all time gone to waste? 'Cause your dreams may never come true, but what if they do? Things in this world you can and cannot do.
blacktop, and we hold on to everything we got. We got grit, we got guts, we got pride, we got tough. Ain't no giving up, run through our veins. Backs to the wall, we'll find a way. Never say quit, never say die. Play a little rough, you're daggone right. Oh, knock us down, we'll come back every time. Yeah, we got fire. Don't bark much, we just hang tight. Sometimes the underdogs got the baddest bite. It's how we were born, how we were raised. From our boots to our last names. We got grit, we got guts, we got pride, we got tough. Ain't no giving up, running through our veins. Backs to the wall, we'll find a way. Never say quit, never say die. Play a little rough, you're daggone right. Oh, knock us down, we'll come back every time. Yeah, we got fire. We'll fire us up, don't count us out. Cause we got fire. Dust off our hats for one more round. And we got fire. Hey. We got grit, we got guts, we got.
Makes me wanna taste those lips. Silky swing sundress makes me wanna get over there and rock your hips. I can't concentrate, always run late. Let me set this straight, it ain't my fault.